Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We're going to go through the team list for round nine. This season is absolutely flying by. I'll be honest with you, not a stack happening in this team list Tuesday compared to others. I'm actually okay with that. We can put the feet up and relax a little bit, Kathmandu, because the last few Tuesdays, they've been pretty hectic just quietly.
They have been. A few spanners in the works, a lot of injuries, but I think we're coming off the back of a lot of those guys returning and not too many changes from last week.
And really good news for those of you who couldn't see on camera, didn't have the privilege that I did. Kat was about to talk without her microphone in front of her. I would have loved to have seen how far you would have got there. Would have been really, really good podcasting.
I did. I had to really quickly bring it in closer to me because that was going to be a bit of a disaster. But it's just, it's 4:22 p.m., may as well be 4:20 the way that I'm feeling. Bit tired, not going to lie.
No comment. We're here for children, Kat. Relax. Okay, let's get stuck in. Kat, what have we got on Thursday night?
All right, we've got a game that I'm kind of dreading, the Bunnies versus Penrith. This one is at Accor at 7:50.
Yeah, 7:50 out there at Accor for the Bunnies. Isaac Thompson named on the wing replacing Tane Milne. We've also got Colin Montagne, obviously played in the front row last week. He's there again. And Cheekham named on the edge. For the Penrith Panthers, Taruva returns, rested last week after having a big week with his contract re-signing and whatnot. Liotta returns in the front row. Liam Henry out. And still no sign of Scotty Sorensen. Friday night footy, Kathmandu, what do we got?
All right, this one is at Four Pines. It's a Manly Seagulls home game against the Raiders at 6 p.m.
Love that. Manly back at home. DCE named at 7. They're obviously challenging his charge. So we'll see what happens there. If he isn't there, by the look of the extender bench, Jake Arthur will come in and play halfback. Ethan Bullimore named on the edge to replace Olakau'atu. For the Raiders, Chevy Stewart dropped from the side. Hopewade, we all expect him to come back on the wing and replace Schiller. He's actually returned at fullback. Replacing Schiller is Nick Kotrick. So we lose two Supercoach cheapies there. Make it a third, Kathmandu. Simi Sasagi also drops out of the side with Elliot Whitehead coming in to play on the edge. Thank God, Kat. I'll tell you what, if Simi Sasagi was moved to the bench, it would have worried me a little bit. I wanted him out of this side altogether. Make a bit of cash, hit the Frog and Toad. We'll take it. Late game Friday night. What do we got?
We're up at Suncorp, one of the best stadiums in the game. This one is a Broncos home game against the Roosters at 8 p.m.
Ooh, always a cracker coming to you from Suncorp. For the Bronx, we have got Selwyn Cobbo returning at centre, which means that Jesse Arthurs returns to the wing, which sees Corey Oates drop out of the side. Outside of that, no changes for the Bronx. For the Roosters, Daniel Tupu back in. Good to see. Connor Watson remains at 13, but this Roosters lineup, it's one to keep an eye on. Their extended bench, Satili, Radley, Sandon Smith. Three guys that I think if they're available, they're a very good chance to come back in. If Radley's obviously available, he comes straight back in, which would then see Connor Watson probably go to 14, which would then see a forward jump off the bench. So keep an eye on that. And it wouldn't surprise me if you see Satili come in for Wong as well. Mm. Super Saturday, Kathmandu. What are we looking at?
All right. Our first game on Super Saturday is the Bulldogs versus the Tigers. This one is at a core at 3 p.m.
For the Doggies, obviously coming off a bye, our Curran named in the front row. Kurt Mann at 13. One to keep an eye on here. Jacob Preston, he's been named in the extended bench. If he is available, he'll obviously jump on that right edge and you'll see Jamin Salmon move around a little bit. Love Kurt Mann in 13. I think it's a really good decision. For the Tigers, no big changes to this side. Appy Kurosawa obviously had the back injury on the weekend. I still reckon he's a really good chance to get scratched out of this one, Kat. But good signs he has been named there. What have we got at 5:30?
All right. Backing up the Bulldogs-Tigers game, we're at Seabus Super Stadium for the Titans versus Storm at 5:30.
Titans coming off their first win of the season. A couple of changes. AKP and Aaron Schopp drop out of the side. Sammy and Harley Smith Shields, they come into the back line. Stimson in the front row. No Mo Fotowaker. I haven't heard what the news is there, but no Mo Fotowaker. Isaac Liu in jersey 13. Haas returns to the bench. For the Melbourne Storm, Coates out. Wishy, Tyron Wishart jumps on the wing. Good to see. That's going to be a little giggle. And Garlic named on the bench. One to note for you, Harry Grant owners. I wonder if Garlic potentially gives Harry Grant a little spell. If you're a Supercoach player with Harry Grant, you've been very, very patient. He finally had a good Supercoach game last week. Now you might see him play less minutes. But I know there's stats out there that say when Harry Grant plays 60, he's actually more energetic and more alive. He comes up with more attacking stats. So we'll see what happens there. Late game, Kat, what do we got?
All right, rounding.
Fucking Queensland derbies. Do these ever stop?
I know. I was going to say that those exact words.
Wow.
Rounding out Super Saturday, we've got another Queensland derby. This one is up in North Queensland and it's against the Dolphins at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, Cows, Dolphins for the Cowboys. Obviously, Tommy Chester out of this side. Looks like he's going to be out for a month or so. Valia comes in at centre. Hasn't been killing it in Queensland Cup, but he's always been a little CBA of mine, Kat, so I'll be watching him very closely. Helam Lukey also returns on the bench, so good to see. See Jake Granville fall out of the side. For the Dolphins, no big changes here. Lemuelu, who was on the extended last week, he comes in on the bench. Take us to Sunday afternoon footy, Kat.
Knights versus Waz. This one is up in Newey at 2 p.m.
Yeah, Greg Marshew, the only one to note here. He has been named, so we'll see how that plays out. But Greg Marshew, named for the Newcastle Knights. For the New Zealand Warriors, only one change, Kurt Cable. He returns on the right edge for the Waz. Pretty boring game there as far as TLT. Last game of the week, Kathmandu, what do we got?
Sharks versus Dragons. This one is the little South South rivalry. Sharks versus Dragons. This one is at Shark Park at 4 p.m.
The Shane Flanagan Cup. We love to see it. Flano obviously going up against his former club there. For the Sharkies, 1-17 from last week. The only change is that Toby Rudolph has come into the side on the bench. For the Dragons, Moses Sully obviously got concussed in the first tackle of that Anzac Day game. Want to wish him all the very best. Lomax, he moves to centre here. And Tommy Eisenhuth, he obviously moved to centre to cover that injury last week. He's been named in jersey 13 once again. And Kathmandu, that pretty much sums up one of the quieter teamless Tuesdays. I hope you enjoyed what some would call maybe a little bit of an afternoon off. It's kind of like when the teacher used to give you free time in the afternoon. You can spread your wings a little bit.
Yeah, around six minutes for this TLT. That's got to be record time.
Yeah, that is record time. But we're not here to waste your time. If it takes 6 minutes, it takes 6 minutes. I'm sure there's going to be plenty this year that are going to take a heap more. Make sure, guys, we got at 7 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
Yes, 7 p.m. tonight. We've got the catch up. We've got a special guest who joins you.
Yeah, so Shaq TV is a big YouTuber. He's got over 250,000 subscribers on YouTube. He does loads of comedy skits, and NRL plays a huge part in the skits that he does. He does those off season inspired skits. So he kind of looks at what's happening within the clubs and has a bit of fun with it. Doesn't take himself too seriously at all. And he is a diehard West Tigers fan. So we chatted a lot about the Tigers. We chatted a lot about the season so far. And he gave his two cents on all the content that the clubs are doing because he is the king of content. So it was very interesting.
Love that. Funnily enough, myself and Chuck actually went to the same high school.
You did.
He was in the year below me and neither of us remembered each other.
Yeah, I asked him about that today and he said, I don't remember him at all. Weird. But There you go. You have lots of mutual friends.
We didn't even realize when we were standing next to each other. It took us a while to piece it together. So bizarre little situation there. But yeah, make sure you check out the catch up. Then we're going to have Beers and Break Evens coming your way tomorrow at 3 p.m. Myself and Timmy Williams and Kathmandu sinking our fangs into everything round 9 Supercoach along with the late show as well. So plenty more content coming your way on the Rugby League Guru Podcast.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.